Good morning. My guest this morning is Maria Fuentes from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
So we are going to be talking about a CalFresh clinic. Explain what that is.
So this Saturday, we're going to have an enrollment assistance clinic at the Redwood Empire Food Bank to assist individuals to apply for CalFresh, what was formerly known as food stamps.
I see.
And so what that is, it's a federal nutrition assistance program that allows people to make purchases of groceries at a grocery store. And so we'll actually have eligibility workers on site assisting with the enrollment process, Redwood Empire Food Bank staff to help with the actual application. And so it should be a little bit of a faster process for folks.
How does this new program compare to the old food stamps program?
So the difference now is that you actually get your benefits on an electronic benefit transfer card, an EBT card. It acts just like a debit card or a credit card. And so when you go to the grocery store, you don't actually have to present stamps or coupons. You actually get to do it more discreetly on a card.
And how do people go about getting a card like that?
So they'll fill out an application with us. They can do it that day by bringing their proof of income, proof of ID, and expenses. Once we find out if they qualify, they'll get all the verifications in the mail, like their card and information about how much they can use per month and benefits.
I know that you can't talk about all the people who are eligible and all the ways they are eligible, but can you sort of line out a little bit what sort of person will qualify?
Yeah. So anyone that has a valid social security number, like a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, someone that's under our income guidelines. So for one person, their income needs to be under about $1,900 in gross income. And anyone that doesn't get SSI, which is supplemental security income.
Is this really, at least from Redwood Empire Food Bank, kind of the first introduction to the public of this program?
It is not. So we have actually been in existence for 2 years now. We're Food Connections. We're a resource hub to help people sign up for this program. We just have a very low enrollment throughout the county. So we want to do a big event to promote and see if we can increase our numbers.
That's how many people you're expecting?
To come and receive free food that day, we anticipate at least 200 for our event. I'm not sure how many appointments we have scheduled quite yet, but I'm hoping for a large outcome.
So there will actually be food on site.
There
People can go and not only find out about the CalFresh program, but actually get food
get free food that very day. Exactly. That same day, we'll start a distribution at 12:30 p.m. People just need to bring their bags and they can get free food.
What sort of food will be available?
There will be some staple goods, so that varies a little bit, but sometimes that's rice, beans, canned vegetables and fruits. Sometimes we have big donation products like chips, kettle brand chips, a lot of produce. Right now that we're coming up in the summer months, we see a large variety of produce like apples, strawberries, and different vegetables.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Once again, it's a whole new world. I'm really kind of amazed that given our present political, shall I say, condition, that something like this is available at least fairly easily to the public.
Yeah. And everyone is welcome regardless of their immigration status for our food distributions. We never are going to ask people for proof of income to pick up food or any kind of status.
That's great. I'm really very pleased to hear that. Is this going to be the way that people get food later on, like come to the food bank every week or something like that?
So the food plaza is just one day that people can come to get food during the month, but we have at least 200 distributions that people can go and pick up food. And those happen weekly, monthly. So if people just call Food Connections, we will give them that information right over the phone.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Maria. And let's tell people that the way to contact Redwood Empire Food Bank's Food Connections hotline is 523-7903. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.